California will hold the nation's largest presidential primary on Tuesday, and the path to victory for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders runs through Los Angeles County. Sanders' success in Southern California hinges on Latino voters who hold sway there. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld recently traveled to Southern California ahead of Super Tuesday. As he reports, Sanders' campaign is investing substantial resources in predominantly Latino communities.
The Bernie Sanders field office on South Atlantic Road in East Los Angeles is housed in a little strip mall right between a taco shop and a Peruvian restaurant. It's 10 days before Super Tuesday, and when I arrive here unannounced around noon, field director Daniel Andalon is trying to energize a dozen or so staffers who've been working around the clock for weeks.
Greatness comes from sacrifice, and sacrifice means putting it all on the line. Sacrifice means leaving our families for hours and hours a day. Sacrifice means not having a date night, you know, with my wife for a few months already. I did take Valentine's Day off.
The urgency here is understandable. California awards more delegates by far than any other state in the country, and the winner of California's Democratic primary has gone on to win the nomination in each of the last eight presidential cycles. Louis Myers, the other field director at this office, tells staffers they are the masters of destiny.
We put it all on the line until March 3rd. Bernie wins Los Angeles County. What do we say?
Bernie wins California.
Bernie wins California. Bernie wins California, 416 delegates. Bernie wins the nomination.
I catch up with Myers and Andalon outside the field office for a few minutes. Both are Latino men and lifelong Angelenos.
First office in California was in East L.A., the birth of the Chicano movement.
Myers says that wasn't by accident. Sanders' populist message, he says, is ready-made for the Latino voters who make up nearly 50% of the population in Los Angeles County.
Nationally, there's a commonality in the issues that concern all of us as parents, as family, as friends. But it is unique in the sense in East L.A. and in communities of color. And Bernie has been very intentional about talking to folks in these communities to empower them, to re-engage them, to activate the inactive.
I drop by Nancy Martinez's single-story bungalow in nearby Huntington Park to see what that activation looks like.
Are you Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come on
in. I'm a few minutes early. I apologize.
No, we're just catching up here.
Martinez is 33, and she's wearing a blue t-shirt with the words Unidos con Bernie. She volunteers for the Sanders campaign, and today she's hosting a strategy party for fellow Sanders activists.
Southeast LA, we definitely are Latino, predominantly Latino, working class community, very family oriented. We're a gateway for a lot of folks arriving to the U.S., a lot of folks coming to Los Angeles, especially as immigrants. I grew up, you know, with my parents always housing folks just migrating to the U.S., needing a landing spot.
Martí says that cultural heritage defines the political mood in Los Angeles these days, and she says a 78-year-old white guy from Vermont has tapped into the moment.
Everything Bernie talks about, it's right up our alley. The immigrant issues, the minimum wage issues, the healthcare issues, these are all things that we lack here.
Sylvia Tolentino arrives at Martinez's house a few minutes after I get there. She's a public school teacher and also what people in the Sanders universe refer to as a super volunteer.
So as soon as I get out of work, I get on the phone and I start making phone calls.
Her friend, Violeta Alvarez, reminds Tolentino that she's knocked on doors too.
She's been in Linwood, she's been in Southgate, she's been in Bell.
Downey.
Norwalk.
And have you always been very politically involved?
Not really, just with Bernie.
Why, just with Bernie?
He's the first one that called to me, that I said he's just like me. You know, he's down to earth, just like we are. He doesn't feel like he's better than you. He just feels so, like, I feel like at home when I see him. He's just like an uncle to me, you know.
Adrian Pantoja, a professor of politics at Pitzker College in Claremont, has been analyzing the Latino electorate for the past 14 years. In this scene I witnessed at Martinez's house, Pantoja says that's playing out across the country right now.
So historically, Latinos have seen themselves as outsiders to politics. They look at the candidate, someone like Bernie Sanders, who also claims to be an outsider, somebody that is not part of the political system. And that, I think, appeals to young Latinos, this idea that this guy is fighting the system from the outside.
Pantoja says that multiple surveys in both California and nationally all point to the same trend.
At this moment in time, it seems that there is a Latino electorate that is clearly in Bernie's camp.
And Pantoja says the Sanders campaign is seizing on that trend in California. That field office in East Los Angeles, it isn't the only one in a Latino stronghold. Sanders also has offices in places like Pomona and the Inland Empire.
These are pockets of communities that have large Latino populations, large populations that are also immigrant populations, populations that have been historically excluded from the political system.
Populations that Bernie Sanders is pinning his hopes on as he seeks to retain his frontrunner status in the Democratic presidential primary. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.